Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, December 27th. In the news this morning, we didn't have any trade last night. We'll reopen here at 8:30. I'm guessing steady-ish. Crude oil traded up as high as 81.06 last night. It got down to 79.45 here this morning. So a pretty good dollar and a half break. We're only 12 cents higher right now after just trading lower a few minutes ago. Dow Jones is up 47. That is about 200 off its highs. The dollar has rallied back 50 points here. We're now higher on the day. So I think kind of steady, but maybe then under a little pressure. They had some rains in Argentina, though limited. But where they did fall, they will help a little bit out here. But it's going to be warm and dry for the most part next week or this week. We're looking for some rains on Wednesday and then maybe more rains over the weekend, but pretty warm temperatures. The U.S. here, our weather is much warmer. Chicago is going to be up to 52 by Thursday. We look like we stay in the 40s for the next week to 10 days or so. China has opened its borders. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to mean out here, but some are hoping that it'll spark their economy. I'm not so sure. I think this COVID is so bad, they just don't know how to handle it. And we're hearing stories of an awful lot of deaths. So why they would open their borders is frankly beyond me. We did have one sale this morning, 178,000 metric tons of corn to Japan. 7,500 of it was old crop, 170 new crop. So I don't think we'll see much impact there. But, you know, overall, we have a short week. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get weekly sales on Friday. So I think, you know, with a lot of traders on holiday, it's going to be hard to move this thing one way or another. I think we'll see it relatively choppy out here. Maybe all the grains trading higher and lower at different points of the day. As I said, not a whole lot of other news out there. Brazil's in great shape. We're still expecting a huge crop there. Cattle on feed, not quite as bullish as everybody thought. Maybe a few more cattle around. So that's a little bit positive for the meal market and the corn market out here. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.